Today's chapter is John chapter 7. John 7. After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He would not go about in Judea, because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of booths was at hand. So his brothers said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea, that your disciples also may see the works you are doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers believed in him. Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always here. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify about it that its works are evil. You go up to the feast. I am not going up to this feast, for my time has not yet fully come." After saying this, he remained in Galilee. But after his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he also went up, not publicly, but in private. The Jews were looking for him at the feast and saying, "Where is he?" And there was much muttering about him among the people. While some said, "He is a good man," others said, "No, he is leading the people astray." Yet for the fear of the Jews, no one spoke openly of him. About the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began teaching. The Jews therefore marveled, saying, "How is it that this man has learning when he has never studied?" So Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority. The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why do you seek to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I did one work, and you all marvel at it. Moses gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers, and you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If on the Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because on the Sabbath I made a man's whole body well? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment." Some of the people of Jerusalem therefore said, "Is not this the man whom they seek to kill? And here he is, speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Christ? But we know where this man comes from, and when the Christ appears, no one will know where he comes from." So Jesus proclaimed as he taught in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I come from, but I have not come from my own accord. He who sent me is true, and him you do not know. I know him, for I come from him, and he sent me." So they were seeking to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. Yet many of the people believed in him. They said, "When the Christ appears, will he do more signs than this man has done?" The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering these things about him, and the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officers to arrest him. Jesus then said, "I will be with you a little longer, and then I am going to him who sent me. You will seek me, and you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go, that we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, 'You will seek me, and you will not find me,' and 'Where I am, you cannot come'?" On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. When they heard these words, some of the people said, "This really is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Is the Christ to come from Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the offspring of David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David was?" So there was a division among the people over him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers then came to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who said to them, "Why did you not bring him?" The officers answered, "No one ever spoke like this man." The Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed. Nicodemus, who had gone to him before, and who was one of them, said to them, "Does our law judge a man without first giving him a hearing and learning what he does?" They replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Search and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." They went each to his own house. In the progression to the cross in the Gospel of John, here in chapter 7, we are seeing the story intensify. John writes more of Jesus' hour coming, referring to the cross and his glorification. Meanwhile, more people are divided because of their view of Jesus. Let's take a look at this. First, John writes more about Jesus' hour coming. When his brothers doubt him and basically say to him, "If you are the Christ, show yourself to the world," Jesus responds, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always here." Jesus knows his time is approaching for the cross and resurrection, but it's not here yet. Later, John writes in verse 30, "So they were seeking to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come." And finally, when Jesus promises the living water of the Spirit to anyone who believes in him, John again makes the note that Jesus was not yet glorified. In this time, Jesus' hour isn't quite here yet, but it's in sight and approaching. Because of this, the people are becoming more and more divided as they have to choose who they believe Jesus is. His brothers were clearly on one side of not believing in him. It's interesting that Jesus' brother James at this point is among his brothers who do not believe in him. But after Jesus' resurrection, James will become one of the pillars of the church. Yet for now, his brothers do not believe in him. The Pharisees, hearing more of the crowds going after Jesus, send officers to arrest him. Yet even the officers come back to them saying, "No one ever spoke like this man." Verses 43 and 44 summarize this well. "So there was a division among the people over him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him." The Jews even turn against Nicodemus because he reminds them that they need to give Jesus a trial before judging him. One of the themes of the chapter is clearly division among the people on whether Jesus is the Christ or somebody who is out of his mind. This scene that we see in John 7, before Jesus' hour, before the cross and resurrection, actually mirrors our present day reality really well. The promises that Jesus made still stand. If we believe in him, there is life. We can experience the living water of the Spirit. And believing in him still requires coming to faith. Verses 37 and 38 say, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." And note the words "anyone" and "whoever," which are inclusive of everybody. Every person, including us, must decide if we want to accept Jesus as our Savior and come to him, or reject Jesus as our Savior. Because of this choice that everybody has, naturally, there will be division among people today. Some are like Jesus' brother who say, "If Jesus is God, he would show himself in my life." And praise God, he actually does that. He shows grace to actually do that and to transform their hearts, just like Jesus' brother James. Then there are those who are like the Pharisees in refusing to believe, at least for now, saying, "No, I don't think Jesus is who he says he is." Then there are people who believe in Jesus and experience the rivers of living water, the Holy Spirit in their lives. And finally, there's another group of people in the midst of coming to faith in Jesus, like Nicodemus in that regard. If we take a look around us, we are bound to see this mix of all these faith stages. As we reflect on the parallels today, let's respond to this choice of coming to Jesus in faith. First, to personally keep drinking from the water of the Spirit, the living water of the Spirit, making a conscious decision that, yes, I want to keep drawing nearer to Jesus. Also, let's be praying that those around us would experience this life too. For those who seem to have decided against Jesus, let's pray that God works so powerfully and personally in their lives that they change their minds, just like James and Nicodemus again. Let's pray for ourselves and those around us to choose the with God life. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this chapter, and we're reminded of this spiritual battle going on in everybody's heart continually, God. And this battle is to acknowledge you, to acknowledge Jesus as Christ, or to reject you as Christ. And Lord, I pray that we would both personally keep choosing you as our Savior, and Lord, that we would also be interceding and praying for those around us. Lord, fill us with faith to believe that you can change the heart of anybody around us. We pray for ourselves, we lift up those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.